Welcome to Sound Encouraging Words by Reverend I.C. Hines. Open your Bibles. It's time to get into the Word.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Reverend Marlon Hunt from Fort Yates, North Dakota, is the pastor of Word of God Ministry. He will be presenting the Word to us. May God bless you.
His church is not going to be a pushover for the devil. Amen. But we're going to take the things that were against us into victories, because how many knows without a battle, there's no victory. We need battles. We need challenges. Our faith can be dormant. Our faith can not be challenged. But sometimes we gotta be challenged because the faith is just dormant there. And faith without works is dead. So we gotta realize that there has to be challenges in us. And sometimes the challenges that come our way, our natural mind thinks that we can't go through this, it's too hard, you know. But how many knows that he that has begun a work in you is able also to finish it? Amen. He that begun a work in, be confident of this very thing. He said, he that has begun a work in you is able also to finish it. Amen. So I thank the Lord, it's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit. You know, when the children of Israel were coming out of Egypt and are going to the promised land, you know, sometimes I was telling my son there, you know, I thank God for all the fellowship, but sometimes there are things better left for us to not know the situation. Because had we known it, we have preconceived ideas already that, you know, we're depending upon our own abilities. Because if David did that, looking at that giant there, you know, he probably would see different things, lead things differently. But I thank the Lord, he had a supernatural way of looking at the obstacles that are before him. Praise the Lord. There was a giant that was threatening him. There was a giant that was threatening him to cut off his head and feed him to the dogs. But thank the Lord, praise God, David knew who he was serving. There's something about the anointing that the devil is afraid of. And sometimes that faith will ignite that, amen, that ignite that power of God, the presence of God. But sometimes if we don't take that step, we're not going to allow faith to begin to take action in our life. But sometimes I thank the Lord that it's best that sometimes we trust in the Lord, the God. Amen. Because if we could just preconceive ideas, understand when we're being challenged by, when we step into those things, we're going to have a tendency to always depend upon my intellect. And how many knows that, amen, the Word of God is beyond intellect. The Word of God is supernatural. That's why he said, I have not seen. That's why he said, ear has not heard. That's why he said, it never entered into the heart. Because, amen, we depend upon some things in this world that are not, we can't depend on those in the spiritual things that God gives us today. And so I thank the Lord today. I bless the Lord today. Amen. I thank him. Praise God. We all, I believe, we all sitting here have gone through our challenges. Some of us have lost our partners, amen. But thank the Lord that we don't treat our challenges like the world does. Because the world would say, oh, Brother Mark, you're supposed to just lay down and pity yourself and go through a pity party and say, oh, you know, you lost this and that. I was just thinking when everybody was talking about their loved ones, and I was just laughing to myself, and I was saying, you know, I not only lost my wife, but I lost a good cook. I lost somebody that challenged me all the time. Somebody that said, hey, you know, one of your socks, they don't match, you know. One's dark blue and one's black. You know, but she criticized, you know, how would you say that? Constructive criticism sometimes we go through things. But how many knows we need that? To remind us that, amen, who we are, our dependencies upon him, our dependencies upon the Spirit of the Lord. Brother Chuck always says, amen, when I walk in the house, they say, take off your shoes, you know. You got to make sure we emphasize those things. But how many knows we need some of those things? Because I was thinking, I was laughing to myself, and Rita says, that screwdriver does not belong on my table. Get it out of here, you know. I laugh at those things, but I thank God that through the things that are negative, God knows how to take the negative and build positive things. Glory to God. I was thinking about that DC current and the AC current. You know, the DC needs the negative in order for something to work. It can't always just be positive. It needs that that grounding. It needs that current to go through there. And sometimes the things that are negative are the best teachers that we can have. Because you know what? Amen. What was meant evil for us, we could turn them around into victories. We could turn them around into something positive. Just like when things our life, our brokenness, and what we came through, amen, can be used in a positive way. That somebody that's going through the same things that you went through may understand that, yeah, if that God can do that for them, maybe he could do this for me too. You know, we start to stand upon, amen, those testimonies that are real. Testimonies that became a reality in our life, amen. And so we can use these things, amen, to bring positive, bring victory, amen. Because, amen, to whatsoever state we're in, amen, we got to realize, amen, that we are more than conquerors through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Paul said it this way. He said, amen, I do not depend upon those things that we leaned upon. But amen, God knows how to take us, and God knows how to use us. Amen. Sometimes it's because I'm a little too proud. Maybe it's a little bit, I'm sprinkling a little bit contamination upon the way I think about things. Maybe there's a little bit of, he said, shake thyself from the dust. In other words, shake yourself from the dusty carnality that we think, the mentality. Because sometimes in our natural mind, we forget about the word of God. And so our identity, amen, is lost somewhere. Because like we said last night, we're bombarded with everything that's ahead of us. Through the billboard, through the television, through your Facebook, and through all kinds of things. You know, we get distracted. But I thank the Lord, praise God, we have to continuously renew ourselves in the Word of God. Yes. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Jesus Christ. Let that mission that's inside of you continue to move on. Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord, praise God, that through all things, that God works all things for His good. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because some could say, well, you know, that's the Prince of Life that you guys killed, you know. And there's that God that healed the blind. There's that guy that raised up Lazarus from the tomb. And look what happened to him, poor thing, you know. If you look to the eyes and the mentality of a human way of looking at things, we could say that. But you know what? There's a bigger purpose in his death. There's a bigger purpose. That's why his church is sitting here tonight. This is why we're eating some heavenly manna, amen, that the world couldn't even taste and they could not understand. But thank God this is a heavenly manna that we need to rise up above our frustrations, above our humanistic reasonings, and start to realize that the Word of God is what I need. Praise the Lord. I may not understand some things, but God knows what He's doing. Praise the Lord. He's raising up His church, an army of the Lord. Praise the Lord. So I thank God, praise the Lord, for His precious word tonight. Praise God. I was just so thankful. I was telling you, I mean, Brother Steve, I believe I was saying, you know, last night I said, oh, praise God, that word was just flowing out of me. And sometimes, you know, sometimes God gives us something that the people, He knows what the people need. He knows the hunger. And sometimes, you know, they just suck it out of you. Amen. But you've got to be available. And sometimes I feel so weak after I preach the Word of God, especially when the Word comes out with purpose. Sometimes when that Word comes, it knows what it's doing. I may not know how many people and what level they are, 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold. I don't know what their pains are or what they're going through. But you know what? This is when I got to depend upon the Holy Ghost. Because if I depend upon my flesh, my humanistic thinking, I would do it in a different way. But I thank the Lord, God, even if I don't understand it, Lord, here I am, Lord. I'm willing, Lord. I'm willing to do what you want me to do, Lord. Because it's not me anymore. It's about you, praise God. It's by the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost knows what he's doing. He knows how to address my situation. He knows how to come on the scene. He wants to know and teach us his way, praise the Lord. I was just thinking today, praise the Lord, about a scripture, amen. I believe it's in the book of 2 Chronicles. If you'll turn your Bibles with me, amen, this afternoon. Oh, I can just feel that God has been doing something. Amen, by the testimonies. You know, we're starting to realize, amen. Because sometimes we could get stuck in a religious way. We could see, like I said last time, we could go through routine. And try to think that, well, that's We'll just stay there. We feel justified. We feel righteous because we're doing the right thing. But sometimes we need to praise God. Somebody said we're not, it's not wood, hay, or stubble, but it's in the deeper things. You know, the diamonds, the rubies, the that has to take a little bit of sweat, a little bit of effort to get into those jewels. Amen. And sometimes that word of God, you know, it's good. That word of God can feed you where you're at. Amen. You may be like, if you just got saved and that word is good for you, but amen, you can, there's still wisdoms in that word. There's still knowledges in that word that can go deeper. But according to what you're willing to give up in your life, your consecrated walk in the Lord can be a part of what, amen, you can absorb from the word of God. That word of God is beautiful. It could be yesterday's manna for you when you were in the struggles in those times, but it could be for you today and tomorrow, whatever the challenges you got, that word could still meet your need, praise the Lord, because that word is has the ability, because that word is Jesus. See, the word became flesh, and we're going to know Jesus. Paul said it this way, everything is in Jesus Christ. All the whole New Testament, the gospel is hinged upon the very fact of the death and the burial and the resurrection that applies to you and me. Amen. We've got to die, like last night I was saying, we've got to die to receive the good things of the Lord. Amen. When they put the resurrection and the life in the tomb, that tomb couldn't hold him. Amen. Because, amen, that was the life. That was the resurrection. That was the power of God. You know, sometimes we ourselves in this life, we were dying in this tomb. We had no life. We had no hope in us. But thank God somebody preached that word of God. That word is powerful. That word goes forth. It accomplishes where God sent it. And that's why I'm so glad today that I'm alive in Christ Jesus. My dependency is not upon for the future that I'm going through. Amen. Sometimes the challenges seem to try to put fear in us. But thank the Lord, we can't let fear replace the faith that is within us. Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord today. Praise the Lord. Amen. I shall not die, but I shall live in the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I'm so glad, amen, that he lives and he's alive today. There's a purpose to wake up. There's a purpose to breathe this air. Amen. There's a purpose in our life. And Paul says, for me to die is gain, but he says, it's needful for you to abide in the flesh, because God has to continue to work in this earth. That's why you and I are still going. Praise God. There's a job to be done. There's a mission in us. Amen. And so I thank the Lord. Praise God today. Amen. But last night I felt such a, amen, such a liberty to preach his word. I could feel that liberty. Amen. Because it was accomplishing something. It was building something in us, because that's what it's all about. Hallelujah. That word has some things in that word for us. Amen. That we might get out of our intellectual thinking and start to realize the Spirit of God is so diverse. It's so different. And that's why God knows how to build his church. Amen. Praise the Lord. I just thank the Lord that God is a miracle working God. Praise the Lord. He is able to do exceedingly abundantly what we're able to ask or to think. Praise the Lord. He's a beautiful God. Hallelujah. And I just thank the Lord that I'm saved. Amen. Hallelujah. I didn't deserve this. I didn't, amen, because anything to do with I was good looking or I had a lot of talents or I was so smart. But amen, it's because of his grace. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I want you to turn with me to the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 15 here. Amen. I want to just point out something here, praise the Lord, that's so vital, so important in our Christian walk. Glory to God. Last night, I didn't realize who that one that was got saved and came to the Lord. And praise God, I didn't even recognize her. But when she came up here, I said, is your name Taylor? She said, yes. You know, and I just thank the Lord, praise God. I knew who she was, but I don't know why I didn't recognize her. But the Spirit of God, amen, let me think and let me realize and come to my memory who she is. And I thank the Lord, praise God. That's what she needed. It seemed like it broke that thing that was in her, praise the Lord. And I could feel that the deliverance power of Christ working in her life. And set her free. I really thank God, praise the Lord, for that. Because my son, I was thinking about my son Isaiah. Some of you know him. Amen. I couldn't even, before he got saved, I couldn't even talk to him for 5 minutes. He would say a few words, and oh, he was so nervous, and you know, he wanted to get away from me, and he could just go somewhere else, do something else. And that's the kind of son I had. I had no communication with him. He was living in a different world. Amen. He couldn't relate to me in any way because his dad's a preacher, and that's all he is, and that's all will come out of his mouth anyway. Amen. He felt condemned. He felt unworthy, amen, to communicate with me. But I thank the Lord. God came and broke that bit of wall partition. God was able to, amen, reach his heart. Amen. Sometimes we parents are like that. I mean, Brother Ron talks about how much he drank till he ended up in a hospital. You know, that's the kind of life we came from too. But I thank the Lord that the mercy of God reached down into the depths of my sin, into the miry clay, and lifted me up. Praise the Lord. Amen. Today, Isaiah got saved, and amen, he's walking for the Lord. And oh, I just bring tears to my eyes when I drive to Bismarck, and he's talking about the Word of God beside me. Amen. Encouraging me. Praise the Lord. I thank God. Praise the Lord. Even though Sister Rita left us, amen, here come the kids, and we're supporting one another, and we know God because they're going to walk the sacrificial life for God. Amen. There were times we went through challenges of faith. We went through challenges of what we went through, and the negative things of life, but it was worth it all. Praise the Lord. We're not to compare the sufferings of this present time with what's awaiting ahead for us, because it's going to be worth it all. Amen. Every teardrop, and God knows that every heartache that we've gone through, amen, your heart is being bitter. In the world, if you look at your mentality, where you're saying, oh, poor pitiful Christians, oh, poor pitiful things, you guys are always going through this and going through that, and we can't understand you guys. You guys are crying. You lost a loved one. But there, the next revival, you're shouting. You're jumping around. You're dancing for the Lord. Amen. We can't understand you. Amen. But thank God. Praise the Lord. The secular world can never understand who we are, because we're blood-bought people of God. We have a destiny. We have a purpose that God is working in you and me and bringing out what he has begun in you and me. Praise the Lord. He's going to be the finisher, because he wants to be the author and the finisher of our faith. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So don't stop praying for your kids, no matter how impossible. It seems like the preacher's kids are the worst one in our communities. Our policeman, he passed away. I don't know where the cause of it, but the preacher's kids are the worst ones. You know, they grew up in church, and I just remember sometimes I laugh, and the mom and dad, I said, we don't have to do drugs. I said, but we've been drugged up. I said, because we were drugged to church every time I said it. And I remember Isaiah was a little guy who was laying under the benches. We had benches that time in church. And amen, the services were going on. And boy, at the end of the services, he's really had a whole bunch of gum in his mouth. He's chewing it. But people, you know, they stick their gum under the benches. One of you guys really blessed, you know. All that gum under the benches. Woo! Oh, praise the Lord. I remember a time when we went to services too, Brother. There was foolishness in us, Sister Elaine. More foolishness. Amen. Praise the Lord. But we came out to church and Mom and Dad said, "You guys go home and go to bed. You got to school tomorrow, boy." When we went out, boy, we stopped by all those tires and we let all the air out of all the tires. After services, everybody's looking for a pump. But us kids, we're the worst ones at it. Amen. But thank God for grace. Thank God for Jesus Christ. He reached down into our nothingness and made something out of it. Amen. Because he specializes in that. Praise the Lord. He knows. Praise the Lord. 2 Chronicles chapter 15. Amen. And let's read it starting verse 1 there. It says, "And the Spirit of God came upon Azariah, the son of Oded. And he went out to meet Esau and said unto him, Hear ye me, Esau, and all Judah and Benjamin. The Lord is with you while ye be with him. And if ye seek him, he will be found of you. But if ye forsake him, he will forsake you. Now for a long season Israel hath been without the true God and without a teaching priest and without law. But when they in their trouble did turn unto the Lord God of Israel and sought him, he was found of them. And in those times there was no peace to him that went out, or to him that came in. But great vexations were upon all the inhabitants of the countries. And nation was destroyed of nation, and city of city, for God did vex them with all adversity. Be ye strong, therefore, and let not your hands be weak, for your work shall be rewarded." And when Esau heard these words of the prophecy of Oded the prophet, he took courage and put away the abominable idols out of all the land of Judah and Benjamin, and out of the cities which he had taken from Mount Ephraim. And this is what I want you to look at. And renewed, everybody say renewed.
Amen.
Renewed the altar of the Lord that was before the porch of the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you, God, for your precious word, Lord. Speak to us, Lord. We're hungry. We need you, Lord. We desire you, Lord. We, Lord, take sacrifices at times, Lord. But help us to be willing to sacrifice for your goodness, Lord Jesus, because your sacrifice was far more than what I could even imagine, Lord. But tonight I thank you, Lord, for making that for us, Lord, and Lord. Jesus, speak to us, Lord. Minister to us, Lord. We are a people, amen, that belong to our God, Lord. And you're a jealous God, Father. You don't want us erecting idols within ourselves, Lord. But Father, you came to bless, to heal, Lord, to purchase, Lord, your purchased possession, Lord. Father, we give you all the praise. Glory, honor your word today, Lord. Minister to our hearts today. Thank you for the one that gave their heart to you last night, Lord. Thank you for all of them that came to the altar, Lord. Many of them, Lord Jesus, oh God, were touched, healed, and delivered. Set free, Lord Jesus. I thank you for that, Lord. In the precious name of Jesus, amen. Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord a nice hand clap. Thank you, Lord. He's a very deep power of God. There's no one like our God. We can't compare him. He's matchless. Amen to whatever's out there. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord. Praise God. He's our God. Amen. Amen. Today, religion has messed up who God is. Amen. They divided him into three gods. They divided him into different things. They'd be reduced as deity. And they didn't want to see him as Jesus, as God. Amen. They only want to reduce him down to a prophet, unto a good teacher. Rabboni, they called him all kinds of names they gave him. But they didn't. But the greatest one, the greatest example I see in the scripture is the Apostle Paul. Apostle Paul, I don't know if he's a Trinity or if he believed in two gods, but he certainly didn't believe that Jesus is God. And that's why he was a champion for them, because he was throwing men and women in prison, thinking that he was doing service to God. So apparently the way he looked at it, that he was pleasing that God by going against the Jesus people. Why Jesus? Because Jesus was diverse in their religion. Amen. He always reflected back to Moses all the time. Moses said this, Moses said that. And mind you, amen, it's understandable. Why? Because they didn't have this New Testament Bible. And in fact, when Jesus walked this earth, the Old Testament existed all the way until on the cross when he said, it is finished. When that veil was rent, amen, he ushered in a new covenant, praise the Lord, that through Jesus Christ, and only through Jesus, can we find heaven, praise the Lord. Because, amen, how you must be born again. First, he said, to see the kingdom of God. But the second part, he said, to enter into the kingdom of God. So you've got to see. How many knows he's talking not about your eyes? He's talking about your spiritual ability. But because you could be as smart as ever, amen, you could go to universities and Bible schools and all these things and not see, amen, what God wants to do in your life. You got to see his word. You got to understand who he is. I thank the Lord, praise God, in our Bible studies, I make sure that they want to know who this God that they're serving. Who is he? Is he three gods? Is he some God? Is he some God that you just go to whenever you have need? Or is he a God that you praise, that you worship, that you're going to live with every day? Your dependency is upon him. Or is he just a God like a band-aid that we just go to church and amen, we say, well, God healed me. Amen. We go back. Amen. We get healed, some of us, and we don't live for God. We want to live to please our own flesh. Amen. But God, amen, is a righteous God. God is a holy God. God knows where you're at. Praise the Lord. We cannot fool him at any time. We got to walk for him. We dedicated our lives to walk for him, to live for him. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And so I thank God, praise the Lord, the God that we serve today. Until Paul, amen, fell off his horse on the road to Damascus, and the very one that he was, amen, criticizing and putting men and women in prison for was the same one that met him on the road to Damascus. And amen, when he fell off his horse, amen, Jesus revealed himself unto him. Praise the Lord. And he abandoned his Pharisaical way of looking at things, and he became a Jesus man. He began to know who Jesus really is. He's the Prince of Peace. He's the Mighty God. He's the Everlasting Father. He's the one that's going to come. He's the one that's building his church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Amen. He's building his church upon this rock. Amen. He's the rock of my salvation. Amen. Amen. Upon him do I stand, praise the Lord. The world, the religious sect of this world may not understand my God, but I know who he is. Amen. I see him. I know him, because the word can become so part of you that you're going to act upon the word. But until you see it, until you understand it, can changes be made in your life? Glory to God. It's going to take the Holy Ghost to reveal these things unto us. Amen. I thank God for that word of God. Amen. Praise God. My daughter was talking about words. You know what words can do? They're powerful. Amen. They can make somebody wrap a bunch of dynamite around their body and walk and blow themselves up just for some cause. You know? That's how powerful words can. It can change people. I thank God the same word can come into my Amen. My brokenness, my place I was in, and let me see the way God wants me to see. I could see that this word changes this alcoholic into a son of God. I see that the word of God can, you can see it so vividly, so clear that you're able to take the sacrifice it's going to take to walk this walk, to live this life. Amen. Like somebody said, I think Sister Helen says, we're sorry we invited that preacher to come. Praise the Lord. But amen. I thank the Lord. Praise God. He knows what he's doing. He has done a work in us. But like us preached here that Friday night, I believe, you know, a lot of times we don't realize that the Word of God, our relationship with Christ, is very important in our life. Because a lot of Christians, they say, well, I've been born again, I've been baptized in Jesus' name, I'm filled with the Holy Ghost, so there, and I'm going to sit back. I'm just going to go right into heaven. But you know what? There's a duty. Amen. There's something in us that God, he didn't just tell his disciples, well, you guys are all sitting, you're all with me now, so go out and, you know, you don't have to do nothing. But you know what? He was already setting up his church. He was already setting up his church. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so, amen, what he was going to do was how many know that God uses 12 a lot of times in the Bible? 12 represent, there's different numbers that God uses, and 7 means completion. Amen. It took 6 days to create the heavens and earth, but 7 days he rested. Symbolically, realizing too that, you know, one day to God is 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day to God. And so, you know, there's some things in the Word of God that are going to be revealed in these last days. And we're going to start to realize, you know, in our Bible studies, we've been talking about how the Antichrist is going to come in, how he's going to set up. And you know what? He's going to come in different ways. He's going to come in through this. And we don't know how to manage our Christian walk. If we don't know how to manage our walk with God, we're going to get deceived. Because, amen, through technology, the heavenly, the dependency upon technology today is going that way. And we're starting to realize the government that we live in today on this earth. Amen. The government's going to become stronger and our rights as individuals are going to diminish. But there's a purpose for that. There's a reason for that. Amen. Because God is theocracy. God alone, he's supreme. He don't have to answer to nobody. Well, we live in a democratic world for the people and by the people. And so we realize, even as human beings, that we can't depend upon our abilities. We got to depend upon the Holy Ghost. We've got to depend upon the Word of God, and to recognize and to realize who we are, our identity, and where we're going, and the principles of life, the wisdoms of this world. We cannot even use this wisdom to figure out the things of God, because the wisdom of this world is devilish and sensual. Amen. But the wisdom of God is peaceable. Amen. Easy to be treated without hypocrisy. Amen. You're going to know wisdom when you look at somebody and you're going to walk with somebody, because the Bible says a fool is known by the multitude of words that comes out of his mouth. He thinks he knows a lot of things. He thinks he's smart enough. But let me tell you, the peace of God, the love of God, you're going to be careful in what you say and how you walk, because amen, there's something precious inside of us that's not even ready to come forth. But amen, there's a perfection coming when his church is going to be ready. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, let's get into the Word of God here. Praise the Lord. Amen. There was perplexities in the nations. There was problems. How many knows, when you're walking for God, when you taste the goodness of the Lord, when you walk in Christ, you are to grow, to walk with Him. Because I was telling last night, I think it was Jordan we were fellowshipping with, amen, I really thank the Lord for, amen, these young people, amen. God is showing us some things that, you know, that is surprising to me, because He said, a vast work will I do upon this earth, because time is running out. Amen. But the worst ones that people look frown and look down upon are the very ones that God is going to raise up, because they tasted, you know, the brokenness. They tasted way down. They've been humiliated. They've been embarrassed. They've been gone through the worst things of life. But you know, God is going to raise them up. Amen. He's going to bring them up, because they're going to know what it is. Amen. To be out with nothing, with broken hearts and broken pieces. But God specializes, amen, when things are impossible. He's going to raise them up. He's going to show us. Praise the Lord. In the book of Isaiah, he said, amen, with strangers will I speak to my people. With nations that you didn't even know about, they're going to come and they're going to feed you. Amen. They're going to bring things unto you. And you're going to see how, praise the Lord, that God knows how to appoint his ministries to come forth to reveal some of these things, the word of God. Because I believe that we, in order for us to grow, we're going to have to realize that the world 20 years ago, Christians could not be challenged with what's going on today. And the church, we lost holiness. We lost righteousness. We lost sincerity in our war, in our walk with God. And so, amen, we're losing the power because we lost touch with the Spirit of the Lord. But tonight, today, I thank God, a church has got to rise up, because there's a man for today. Amen. He said, the glory of this latter house shall be greater than the former. Glory to God. You've got to see this vision. You've got to understand who you are and where you're going and the purpose in your life. Glory to God. The devil would like to abort what God planned in your life, but he's a liar. Amen. From the beginning. Hallelujah. He's trying to stop what this church is going to come to. Amen. The fruition of what God is doing, because in this life, everything is about what you're sowing and what you're reaping. That's what God uses. Amen. Because, amen, in the Jerusalem area, it's a dry, arid place. Nothing grows there. Amen. But that's why he uses water as a commodity to present to us how good he is, how essential, how needful it is to have this living waters. Amen. In a dry, thirsty, sinful, amen. The devil is having a heyday, amen, with the world today and bringing darkness and sickness upon this world today. But amen, we thank God for the word of life, amen, the water of life. This is what we need. The more that we diminish in this flesh, the more we're coming alive in Christ Jesus. Amen. Let God be true. Let every man be a liar, but let God's word be true. Glory to God. The anointing, the Holy Ghost, amen, is a vehicle using that word, amen, to go forth into the hearts of men. Because, like I was saying last night, when you look at that DNA in a seed form don't look like anything when it's finished in the process. Amen. That word of God comes in us, and it's got a purpose in it. It's got a DNA in it. And the proper things we do, we cultivate sometimes. How many of us, he said, break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord. It's up to us to make an effort to cultivate, to get in touch with God, to begin to get. Because sometimes we can have a lot of religion, but we can be dead. Amen, as a doorknob. Hallelujah. We need to get on fire for God. We need to be renewed in the Spirit of God. We need to come alive, because it's not about you no more, but it's about who's inside of your life. Praise God. It's all about him, the author and the finisher of our faith. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This word is going to move forward. It's going to accomplish. Hallelujah. And sometimes we can't be lazy. We can't be slothful in business. We've got to realize there's a mission inside of us. There's a destiny inside of us. There's a purpose inside of us. Amen. So be of good cheer. Praise the Lord. It seems like, amen, is trying to stop, amen, what is coming forth. But the devil's not going to stop what God had purposed in his life. It's just that us, we're so carnal. We use our intellectual knowledge. We use the humanistic reasonings to try to figure out what God is doing. But he don't come that way. Amen. We need to plow up the fall ground. We need to get ourselves humble because the Spirit is gentle. The Spirit will not force you. God will not put you in a headlock and say, call me Father, you know. Amen. He doesn't force us. But if he forces us, then we're no more intellectual people that make decisions. We're going to be puppets. We're going to just, God's going to do this for us. God, we're not going to learn nothing. We're going to be ignorant in this walk. But there's a reason and there's a purpose why you have to figure out and navigate, because you're going to learn some things. Amen. Through your challenges, you're going to be a great man and a woman of God that knows who their God is, and they shall do exploits in these last days. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Sometimes when I go to some meetings, I got a breakthrough. Sometimes I'm preaching my heart out and sweating and amen and everything, and everybody's sitting there like a bump on the log and saying, boy, what are you preaching about? Hey, preacher, you can jump and dance all you want, but you don't know what I'm going through here. That blessed kind of answers you back. You can feel that. But I thank God, there's a breakthrough. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Thank God for these meetings. Thank God for what the Word is doing. Hallelujah. Sometimes when you first go, amen, to the services, they're walking with their shoulders down and heavy weighted down with things. But at the end of the revival, praise God, they're bouncing and they're kind of almost dancing. They're, you know, they just look like there's something happened to them. And, amen, because the Lord was there. Amen, the Lord began to break upon these things. Sometimes there's strongholds that don't want to be broken, but thank God for the anointing that breaks the yoke. Thank God for the anointing that destroys the hindrances. The Bible says, amen, that we've got to lay aside. There's two things here. Lay aside every weight and sin that so doth easily beset us. So begin to think of what is weight compared to sin. Weight is sometimes we add on things in our life that shouldn't be there, but we allow them to come in. Praise God. It's kind of like, this company sent me a credit card in the mail, and so I took advantage. I needed this and I needed that. Without wisdom, we jump and we max out the cards and we max out everything, and then we reap what we sow. Amen. There's a hindrance, there's a weight in our life when we should have used wisdom. When God made us managerial skills through the Word of God, because the Word of God got principle, the Word of God's got wisdom in it, and if we could just listen and hear what the Spirit is speaking to us. But amen, the ego of our natural man wants to go ahead and not listen to wisdom, because wisdom is in the streets. Wisdom is saying, hey, you know, here I am. But we're so busy in life. We're so concentrated upon this world, upon the things of this life. Even some people, they'll cry if you take Facebook away from them. They can't live without it. They got to know what they're doing across over there, that church or this church, or who they're doing and what they're doing in life. Amen. Glory to God. But there's a conditioning going on, even in all the Christians that are going to be deceived because of all these things. But metaverse means, amen, what does it mean in Greek? It means death. Metaverse means death. You know, the Antichrist is being said, he's conditioning this world to have our dependency, even on our jobs and everything we do, our dependencies upon that. And guess so what? How the devil's going to come and deceive. And us Christians, we're so dependent upon these things. And we think, amen, it's okay because I'm saved and sanctified. Yet the Bible says, amen, it's his word that's going to teach us. It's his word that's going to make us arise. Amen.
bit of excuses, and you're laying it in and coming to church and thinking you're on fire, thinking about you've got revival in your heart. Amen. Well, that's full of us. Amen. But let me tell you, amen, to get wise, a time to rise up, and a time to know, amen, that I got to build my altar again.
Amen. Amen.
It's very vital. It's very important for the church to have an altar and be consistent with it. Amen. I used to come and preach all over the place, and boy, I get all on fire till I get home. And then, oh boy, you know, I could relax and I could, you know, just sleep in, and I could, you know, don't pray. Well, next revival, then I'll hurry up and I'll fast, and I'll hurry up and I'll get something going. And, you know, I lived an up and down life, amen, until I realized, hey, I got to build an altar. I got to be consistent. I got to be ready. I got to be instant in season and out of season. Yeah. Amen, because you don't know who's going to call you. Sometimes my daughter always says, you know, she's going through so much and she don't know how she's going to handle it, but yet somebody say, could you pray for me? Amen. And you feel unworthy. Yeah, in your flesh, if your dependency upon your flesh, you're going to feel that, I can't do it. I'm going through so much right now. I don't know if I can pray with you. You know, how much our flesh is influential in our spirit walk with God. But let me tell you, praise God, we don't trust in the confidence is not in the flesh, but it's in the Holy Ghost. It's what God is doing and wants to do in our life today. Praise the Lord. First of all, when we look at this story here, amen, there was a forsaking going on. Amen, because people didn't seek him. Amen. We all quote that scripture about he said he'll never leave us nor forsake us. But there's something that we got to understand. Some things are deliberate, some things you made a mistake. Yes. And there is a difference between ignorantly making a mistake and just deliberately doing it, even though you know it. That's why the Bible really speaks to us. I think it's in the 6th chapter of Hebrews, I think. He said, after we have tasted the good word, after we tasted all those things, he said, if you go back, amen, and neglect some of the things, he said, amen. Sometimes we got to go past, amen, not laying again the foundation of repentance by dead works of baptisms and of the laying on of hands, all the things. We got to, it doesn't mean to forget about it, but it means to, we got to move on to perfection, because God has something greater in store for you. Yes. God has something better for you. God. Praise the Lord. Amen. If God's a progressing God, God just don't let us get stale in one place. God wants us to move on and begin to find the greater things that God has for us. Because what he wants, he was going to taste your fruit. Amen. See how much fruit you got from 6 years ago. And sometimes we don't have any, praise God. Sometimes we're ashamed of what little we have. But how many knows little is much in the Lord? Glory to God. It's your faith. It's your willingness. Amen. That God wants to take and use. Glory to God. And so I thank the Lord today. Praise the Lord for his precious word. Amen. Here we go. Praise the Lord. He said that when they finally realize, hey, there's something wrong here, I got to go back to my altar. I've got to erect that altar again. Praise the Lord. That's our lifeline. How many know the altar is your lifeline? It makes you stronger against temptations, against the deception, against things that come against the church. Sure, we may have quit drinking and we're set free from alcohol and drugs and all that, but there's other things as Christians, you know, that God wants from us. Amen. He wants us to get to that place where we need to be in him. Praise the Lord. We can't bring ourselves down to the level of people that are walking in ignorance. We've got to realize who we are. As God knows where you're at in the Lord. I was talking with my son and daughter last night. I said, there was a time I started selling used cars. I said, boy, was I making money. Boy, looked like I was getting blessed. I didn't realize that was a distraction from the enemy. Amen. He's a jealous God. He has a calling on our life. That's the priorities of our calling should be higher. Amen. Because we got priority. Amen. I used to be a bus driver. I used to be this and I used to be that in life. I'm a husband. We take on many roles. We take on, you know, all kinds of roles in this life, but there's a higher calling which is above all. Praise the Lord. I say he wants to make us kings and priests in his kingdom. Amen. What is a king? A king conquers territory. A king conquers things. There's areas in this life that still needs to be conquered. Amen. Just because we got saved, we think we got rid of everything. But you know, there's areas in our personality. There's areas in our thinking. There's areas in the way we conduct ourselves. Where is our character? Is it made out of the Word of God, or is it mixed because I'm Ojibwe and Ojibwe's do it this way, or Ojibwe's do it that way? We get caught up in some things, amen, that's not fit for the kingdom of God. But I thank God, His Word is pure. His Word is the seed that He's planted in us. He wants to change your character because I've known, amen, some people, amen, who had a word of knowledge. They were sharp in the word of knowledge, but their character was rotten.
Right.
Amen. They didn't know how to be a Christian. Amen. I think about that Matthew 6:7. Many shall say, Lord, Lord, haven't I done this? Haven't I cast out devils? I mean, what does it take to cast out devils? Lord, Lord, haven't I prophesied in thy name? Haven't I done all these wonderful things? He said, I never knew you, you worker of iniquity. Amen. Like I said, there's sin of omission and sin of commission. Amen. Commission is when you do something wrong. Amen. But there's often times where, amen, you should be doing something when you're not doing something. Paul, James said that, amen. There's a way that, how's that going on? He that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. Praise the Lord. I thank God. Praise the Lord. So there's a walk in our walk. There's an obligation on our part to walk in Jesus. So we can't deliberately want to walk in a realm. It's like I was telling my kids there. I said, it's kind of like a 12th grader going back to a 3rd grader, trying to really be happy being a 3rd grader too, and really trying to enjoy yourself, you know. But your maturity is not there.
Amen.
That platform is not for us. God is telling us, he said, too much is given, much is required. God is trying to speak to us at the level, at the potential that he called us into. And so I thank the Lord, praise God. It begins with an altar. It begins with a repentance. It begins to, amen, communicating with God, because our strength, our hope, Paul said, my whole being is in Christ. It's all in him. Amen. Without him, I can't make it. Amen. I need him every day. Glory to God. Because some people get this idea that, oh, well, that guy's a preacher, and he knows it. He's on top of everything, and, you know, he's got it all, you know. Amen. But you know, they don't realize some leaders, we really depend on God. To some leaders, we can reap havoc. I mean, there's times where I try to preach a revival without praying and fasting. And praise the Lord, I was so embarrassed. Because I thought, you know, God, are you supposed to come and really back me up and you know, and I'm going to do your part and you do your part, but I didn't prepare. Amen. Sometimes we've got to realize we've got to be in preparation. We've got to realize that I can try to demonstrate all I want, but Jesus said, without me, you can't do nothing. Amen. It's the Spirit of God that is in us that's going to confirm what we speak out of our mouth, because we've prepared. We've been in a place. You've been in a platform where you're available. Because sometimes we're not available. We speak about it, but we're not available because we don't prepare for that place to be in. How many of you know what I'm talking about?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Sister, you make me bless me. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because sometimes there's a nature within us that becomes foolish. And that foolishness will not recognize But I thank the Lord. A lot of times when you look at it in the natural, it symbolizes and it's spiritual. You know, kids, children, the foolishness is in their heart, and they have a tendency to want to act out, amen, the nature within them. And you could see it real clearly because, amen, that immaturity in them. Sometimes there is a guardian for a purpose and a reason. There is a mom and a dad for a purpose and a reason, because they're to guide them. Because there's things that they don't know about that they could get into that could be harmful or toxic to them or to a relationship or whatever. Amen. But I thank the Lord. God works through all things. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And I thank the Lord. Praise God for, amen, his word today. But you know, praise God, there was hope that came to, amen. Praise the Lord. Azariah, the son of Oded, he came to Asa and he brought a message. There's a message. Amen. Some of these revivals, there's messages, but we don't get them because we're so busy being, like what George said, we're being entertained. We like to sit back and observe. You know, but there's a message in here, praise the Lord. There's a message that comes forth. You know, it's not the preacher. Sometimes we, just because we see the preacher, we're easy to blame him. You know, it's all your fault. If you come to Winnipeg, I'm never going to come to church, you know, because you hurt my feelings. You know, but I thank the Lord, it's the Spirit of God. It's the Word of God that's coming forth. The Word knows how to work on us, the Word knows how to build us. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. But amen, there's a message that came. Amen to Asa here. Amen. Praise the Lord, because it was important. He said, rebuild the altar. Amen. That was torn down. Sometimes the enemy, how he works is he wants to get us so busy that we'll skip our prayer sometimes. Yeah. We'll skip this, we'll skip that. Maybe next time, you know. Maybe next time I'll pray 2 hours, you know. But sometimes it doesn't get done. But we got to be consistent. We got to be close to God. We got to be in a place where we're soft enough, because, you know, the heart is like the ground. And the ground is supposed to, it has to be fertile, it has to be plowed up in order for that seed to have a chance to germinate in that ground. If our heart is hard with the worldly things, if our heart is hard with the cares of this life, they're going to choke that seed. You could sit in church and hear the word, but the seed will never take root in us, because the ground has been dry. There's been no prayers. There's been no, the liberty of God wasn't flowing, the river of life. How many knows the plant or the seed needs water? Amen. It's a part of the process of the germination is the water. Amen. We can't grow things without water. We need water. It's a precious commodity. It represents Christ. Amen. And we can have a lot of religion, a lot of programs, but if we do not have the Spirit of God, if we don't have the river of life flowing, praise God, in these meetings, let's get a hold of it. Somebody said, get all you can all you get. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I thank the Lord, praise God, for the Word of God. It's so important. The Bible says the Word of God is profitable for doctrine, reproof, correction in righteousness. It's our instruction. It's our warning. What is the purpose of the church? To warn us. Amen. But some people are church hoppers, you know. They don't like this message. They go over there where they allow them to live anyway, to walk in your way. And so they feel comfortable. Sure, the natural man's going to always like something easier. But you know what? God has a church. And the people know his voice. Amen. They know his word. And they're going to take heed to the word of God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And yet people are what they call it now, fugitives. We're like Cain, I believe. He was driven from the garden. He was out there. It was all because the Bible says your sin has parted you from the living God. Amen. Sin will always do that. Always will do that. And so we got to be careful in how we walk, because we don't want to lose that fellowship, amen, with the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of the living God that's working in us through the Word of God and giving us instruction, giving us a, I know I've gone to some places where he said, this is going to be a jubilee, and everybody's going to come and dance and sing songs of praise, and but he said on the bottom, says, no preaching will be allowed here. Don't bring your doctrine to our jubilee. Oh, people say, praise the Lord, amen. You know, we can't. Singing alone cannot, amen, redo your heart. Redo, praise God. There are some things that are needful, amen, for us. And just like if you get a sliver in your hand, you know, you better bring some more pain. You take that foreign object out of your, it don't belong there. And we're the body of Christ. There's some things that are hurtful. We go through things, but we got to take it out. And sometimes it's going to hurt. But praise God. He said, if you endure chastening, he said, you are children of God. You're not bastards no more. You're not illegitimate children anymore. You've got a heavenly Father. All of us got a heavenly Father. And we're going to listen to our Father. His words, his ways are right. My own intellectual ways may not be right. Praise the Lord. But thank God. Hallelujah. For his word. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Like George said, clap your hands or something. Kind of sounds scary in here. Look, it's so serious and so. But you're going to rejoice because that word is your food. That word is what they do. That word has done the proper screen things. You know, we came down for breakfast, and I could see a difference in people. Praise the Lord. We have been with the Lord. There's something about the presence of God that changes our countenance. And even people begin to look at us, begin to see a difference. Hallelujah. Because we've been with the Lord. Amen. They asked Peter, they said, amen. We take note that you have been with Jesus, because we see a difference. How many knows the outer man's going to reflect what's in your heart? The outer man is going to walk holy because of what is in your heart. Amen. If you've got a lot of gossip, a lot of religiosity, guess what? You're going to reveal that. You're going to reveal excuses and all kinds of things not to walk the ways of God, not to submit to God. All that's going to be involved in your life. But God's going to have a church that knows how to cry out to him. God's going to have a church that longs and hungers for him. Amen. Take this world, but give me Jesus. Hallelujah. Take this whole life, but give me Jesus. I want Jesus more than ever today. Praise God. Amen. I'm just going to close right there for today. We got one more service tonight, but oh, praise the Lord. God is so good. There's good things ahead for us, church. This beautiful things. He loves us so much. Hallelujah. He cares for us. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Maybe my son and my daughter would share what they've seen last night. Amen. But praise God, there's something beautiful. God is in our midst. God is doing great and mighty things. Hallelujah. Let's stand to our feet. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh,
my friends, do you feel God calling you to a born-again experience, as Acts 2:38 and 39 requires of us? Then I strongly encourage you to repent, turn back to God, get baptized in Jesus' name so that your sins will be forgiven. If you don't have a church that baptizes in Jesus' name close to you, then ask a friend or a family member to baptize you in water with full immersion, as it is upon your faith that you are being baptized in Jesus' name. Then God has a special gift of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in a heavenly language for you. If you believe it, then receive it in Jesus' name. May God bless you all.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. If you have a prayer request, Brother Hines can be reached at togetherinprayer@live.ca. May God richly bless you.
So sad and lonely, and there were times I felt so all alone, and there were times I felt that no one cared for me. And there were times I felt so all alone. And there were times I felt so sad and scared. And there were times I just wanted to cry, but then I turned to Jesus. There is power in His name, the wonderful name, oh, the name I love. Oh, I love You, Jesus. You were with me all the way. You will lead me to a land far away. Yes, I love You, Jesus. So sad and lonely, and there were times I felt so all alone, and there were times I felt that no one cared for me, and there were times I felt so all alone, and there were times I felt so sad and scared, and there were times I just wanted to cry. But then I turned to Jesus. There is power in His name, the wonderful name, oh, the name I love. Yes, I love You, feel Jesus.